The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.
Oh my god, boys! Did you see the Fed hit the cow?
How are they supposed to do though? That's gonna be a beef burger. Bro.
I agree.
It's gonna be a beef burger anyway.
No, but treat my meat better than that though. Wait,
pause. What? You do what?
Treat what?
Man asked the people them to treat his meat better than they were treating it.
Police though, to handle his meat with care.
Pantomugs.
I said pantomimes.
This episode is sponsored by HelloFresh.
All right, then.
Dan, you've done it. I've done it.
I want to do it again in a few weeks.
Yeah, I actually really want to do it again because it's a good test. But this week was Mogs.
You know, two time.
One of the best chefs in East. I guess, yeah. If you don't know about HelloFresh, it's the easy and delicious meal kit. You cook it up and you don't need to use takeaways. You don't need to waste your time in supermarkets. You have got a perfect meal ready to go.
And you know why it's nang? Because they made me like, when I was dicing up the potatoes and I was roasting them and thing, rosemary and parmesan and them thing there.
I'm going to be on to you.
It was proper.
I hope you clip this.
Rosemary and parmesan on the roast.
Starter's getting worse.
I ain't got a star.
At this time of year, when you want to be outside more, you want to waste time.
So is yours.
At this time of year, when you want to be outside more, you know, you don't want to be wasting your time in the supermarkets. You want to be eating healthy. You want to be eating perfect, fresh, delicious food.
Clean
eating. HelloFresh is here to deliver for you.
I'm ordering one today. You know, I'm ordering a box today.
I know it's going to sound really convenient. On my mother's life today, earlier, I literally typed it in, and I typed it in with the slash filthy fellas. On my life.
Well, look, we're gonna throw a QR code on the screen right now over Poet's face.
Boom.
We got no Poet while we put the QR code up on screen. If you scan that right now, while it's on Poet's face, you will get 60% off your first box, 25% off your next 2 months, and free desserts for life.
Oh!
Wait a minute. We didn't even get this
for
offer.
For life!
The dessert was decent
as well,
man.
Is this live now?
If you are signed up for HelloFresh, you will get desserts until you are no longer signed up for HelloFresh.
Yeah, man, cost of living and everybody, they're giving you steak in the post.
Bro, dessert for life. It comes with your livestock, and then it's got all fresh produce, everything that you need, peppers, onions, tomatoes. If it's making sauces, it gives you, listen, it's proper stuff.
But thank you, HelloFresh. Remember, if you sign up with our code, you'll get 60% off your first box, 25% off your next 2 months, and free desserts for life. HelloFresh is flexible. HelloFresh is fresh. HelloFresh is delicious. And Marg's just made it look very good.
Simple stuff.
With the mirrored splashbacks and the black tissue.
There you go.
Now let's watch Marg's chef it up.
Let's go. Listen, this video is sponsored by HelloFresh. And today, they've got a rump steak. I love HelloFresh, man. It's so easy, quick and easy to follow. And listen, you know I'm the best cook on Filthy, so you know it's about to go up. And we've got a unique code for you. It's Filthy4L. Yeah, use that when you go on HelloFresh. You can get 60% off your first box, 25% off the next 2 months, and you get a free dessert for life. This is serious stuff, man. This is what you want to do. Also, there's a chance to play the Catch and Cook game if you sign up today. The offer ends on the 30th of June. But go on there. Make sure you get with it. But watch me work, man. Give me a second. there you have it, man. Hello Fresh. Remember, the code is filthy4L. Make sure you go get it, man. Look at this. Good stuff, man. Quick and simple and easy and lame.
Why have you got a bit fit on?
A bit fit?
Why have you got a bit fit on?
Bro, stop saying that, please.
It is a bit fit, though.
You sound like you're four.
That is a Fitbit.
There you go.
Oh. What's a Fitbit? Is that a Fitbit?
Yeah.
Man called it a Bitbit.
What is that? What does it do?
Just tracks everything.
I wear Fitbit.
Hold on, what's going on here?
I wear it to track my sleep, though, honestly.
What do you mean? Why do you know about tracking sleep? What do you
mean? Tell you when
sleep?
I woke up, bro.
I got a Fitbit.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I can track my sleep. I went to sleep at midnight.
Yeah.
I woke up at 7:30.
I had it before it was a fad.
Where you get it from? TK Maxx. I seen him in TK Maxx.
What was she doing in TK Maxx? She's doing TK Maxx.
A boxer shirt.
Designer comes. He's looking designer. TK Maxx.
Moggs, I told you him. He's got the. He's always got black band. He's always got black band.
What? No name.
Marks and Spencer's, baby. Primark's got it's called not collections. What's Primark called? Nah, Primark's it's called something. Primark don't do plain. It's called
Marks collection.
Marks his own line.
Nah, wait, let me see. Yeah.
Who's ever worn the Manscaped back ones? Anyone ever wear them?
Yeah, I wore them. They're lit.
You wear everything,
innit?
They
fit big.
If they give it to you,
they fit big.
You wear it.
They fit big. I'm telling you, I can give you the run.
I see him in a polo neck with a horse on it one time. I was like, what's that? He's like, yeah, they sent it to me, man. Like, big trip.
I remember when Skits. I remember when Skits put. He put Ryu's foot on a Chelsea badge. I'll never forgive him.
England's gonna announce war, you know. You know that, innit? We're gonna announce we're at war in August, July, end of July, August.
Hold on, excuse me.
What, Loons has got an announcement?
We're gonna announce we're at war in July, August.
What? With who?
Russia.
Well, we're war in Russia.
Yeah.
What, next month?
After the election. After all that's done. It's gonna go to Labour and we're gonna go to war. Remember I told you?
Who have you spoke to? He's that man. I know, like, you're not this woke. Like, you're reasoning with like an uncle or something. Like, you were somewhere.
It's Brent, man.
Like, you're somewhere reasoning it's with
Brent.
A man.
He was talking to Brent. He came late. He was there early with Brent.
Brent wouldn't give that information.
I'm a smart human being. And I'm a smart human being. And when it happens, you lot are going to be like.
Is that the new kit, yeah?
Hmm?
Is that the next year's kit, yeah?
Yeah, I like the collars. I got it for Father's Day, man. This is the official.
Oh, big up then. I can't knock that. If you go for Father's
Day. Presents for Father's Day. Big presents.
Yeah, man. This is the 160 one as well. Feel it.
That's meaty, though.
It's the 160 one. This is the one the players wear. It's not the cheap one. So.
You made them pay 160 for that?
I didn't make no one pay nothing. It's a Father's Day gift. You don't know what you're going to get because you got nothing but a kiss.
You even got the wrist ring like Suarez.
Huh? Yeah.
Wait, can we get an update on that, by the way?
Because that hand's been broken.
Your hand's been broken a long time
now.
Are
we recording?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
No, an update. Not a story not about a
lie.
How it happened.
Yeah, not a lie.
Why is it still like that?
Because I cut off the cast, yeah? And like I cut off the cast and thought I could live life, you get me? And then I banged it on my toilet door handle and I went back and he said, you've made it worse. So,
hold on, you cut off your own cast?
Yeah. I thought my arm was better. Do you know
based
what I'm
on what?
Based on it's been in there for a long time.
But you cut it off after like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, and then I came back with my homemade one. Yeah, that I bought from Boots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The little one that holds it
with
in
the
place.
Two little metal bits.
Yeah, yeah.
This bit's hard.
Yeah, that plastic
that
stick.
Bit
yeah.
And I put it in, and the top's like two double metal bits. But I knew it was so bad, yeah, that my hand kept on flopping back because the metal bits were bending. You get what I'm saying?
What if it don't align when you finish?
Because when I went there, they're saying, yeah, it's not looking like it's aligning. Basically.
That's what I'm saying, but when you're done with your with the cast, what are you gonna do if it's like if your bones are out of place and things?
They said they're gonna I'm gonna be in it until December.
In what?
They're gonna break it and then put a pin in it and then now
they're gonna break it again.
If it's not fixed, I'll behave it. I nearly chopped it off on the weekend. I nearly chopped it off on Penn Game weekend.
That's Captain Hook.
That's your strong hand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hold on, wait. What do you mean you almost chopped it off?
Turn off the TV. I'm moving mad.
That's the hardest part, is turning off the TV.
Bro, because
the left
you
hand.
Know why? Because the on button is there, yeah, but but here is straight. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, you gotta go across.
I've got to go across. So it's the mad thing. I'm always muting it, like going to bed. And I look, and then the light in the sitting room's getting
like, light. It's just a cast. You can still pick up a remote.
No, but yeah, there's
slow
like,
down. You look, you just did the same thing with that hand that you did with that
But
hand.
There's no weight in there, bro.
You got to use the yellow and green scissors.
So, like, I've moved the fingerprint over. I'm left-handed now. I'm southpaw. But don't worry, you don't be the first to know when it forwards off. I'm going to get a tattoo.
Strawberries.
I've always found strawberries like a strange fruit.
I hear you. I think it's the best fruit, though.
They grow in England. That's an English fruit.
Great Britain, yeah.
No way, Kent. Oh, Ross.
Yeah.
Not doing that in Kent. Yeah. Go on, shout out, Kent.
Once you change your tune now, they can't be the best fruit.
Strawberries can't be that. So give me a better fruit.
Mango. Mango.
You know why I don't like strawberry?
Mango.
Mango's lit.
Strawberry cannot talk to mango.
Mango is
pineapple.
Serious.
You know why pineapple's serious? Yeah, pineapple's it takes 1.5 years to grow. Every pineapple, that's a year and a half. Yeah, growth.
That doesn't mean it's going to taste good.
Doesn't make it better.
Yeah, you got to respect that, though. No, that's spring. That's from June to July.
Strawberries. Strawberries grow fast. They do.
These are easy peelers.
Go on, mugs.
And oranges take...
Can I just be clear? Easy peeler is not a fruit. So what is the fruit?
That is not an orange, bro. That is not an orange.
Where's your gloves, man?
It's a clementine.
You need the gloves with that. You need the fingerless gloves with that, man.
But quickly though, Dan, top three fruits.
Because you need them to complement each other, you know?
No. We're asking individual favourite fruit. Yeah. If you're going to go Tesco and buy, yeah?
Just by the way, yeah, there's these new candy floss grapes. Yeah.
Oh, they're good. Marks and Spencer's, they're good.
Wait, what? What are we talking about?
They are candy floss grapes. But
grapes are amazing.
They are insane.
Well, grapes. Grapes are lame. Dragon fruit.
You said dragon fruit.
I hate them mango. Man. Where the hell do you pick a dragon fruit? Where do you pick them?
Potato.
I know.
It tastes of nothing.
Does it? What that purple thing? What that purple thing with the, all that? It tastes of nothing.
Your choice of fruit is getting battered. No, I have to stand up.
If
please.
He said passion
my kids
fruit,
love it.
If he said
I'm
going to
give
fruit.
You. I'm going to give you an English one that I do rate.
Kiwi.
If you get it right, a pear.
Pear.
Oh yeah, I agree.
What?
Yeah, I agree.
That is a meaty fruit. No, that is a meaty. Whatever you buy yourself.
That one day, you're like,
pears
oh,
meaty.
When you're buying this,
nah, pears are leng.
Pear.
The leng. Fruit and the flavour. Leng.
Do you remember pear? Like the pear things in the can.
Ooh, big drip. With the pear juice.
Pear.
With
the pear juice. I'm getting one today.
So why are you talking about plums as well? You always got plums in your yard.
Only time plums in my yard when you're there is when you're there.
Always got plums in your yard. Every time I come to your yard, there's plums in your yard. And I was thinking, why are you talking about plums? Every time I go to the yard, there's plums, you know? Just bare plums.
The only time a plum's in my yard is when you're in the yard.
One time I opened a cupboard, I said, yeah, what? I said, let me get a juice. He goes, yeah, the cups are up there. Open it. Plums.
Plums in the cupboard.
The plums fell out of the everywhere. That's what I'm thinking. Why didn't you mention plums yet? You ain't said nothing about plums.
But anyway, my favorite fruits, yeah, is God, a Granny Smith three. Apple.
What?
Granny Smith.
That's the green one, yeah?
No,
yeah.
Granny Smith, the one that's like...
Granny Smith's green.
Yeah, whatever then. I even know.
No, if it's not, then what's your favourite apple? Golden Delicious.
Golden Delicious. That's who it is.
That's green as well.
Yeah, no, it's like a... It's like, is that green?
Are you talking about a red... A pink lady apple.
Pink lady, that's...
He's done that.
Whatever, you just done it to the last two suggestions.
He shot so much. If I have to have three forever, that's the three. Banana, pear, mango. But I want all three good ones.
Have you heard that bananas have got 5G?
What?
Mm. What's that?
That makes sense.
Big up John Barnes, man.
I made that up.
That makes sense. Huh?
I don't know why he said mm.
I don't know.
My top three fruits would be melon, sweet melon.
Melon?
Yeah, it's lemon.
Melon is sweet basic.
Melon. Sweet melon. Sweet melon is leng.
Basic. Crazy.
Sweet melon is basic. Leng.
What's sweet lemon?
How can you call it basic and then ask him what sweet lemon is?
Ain't it a red one?
Nah.
That's watermelon.
Yellow one?
Even meaty.
The yellow one?
Yellow one's better than the red.
Oh my
Yellow's better.
God.
Yellow one's better.
Are you saying what? Cantaloupe?
Huh?
Ain't that pumpkin?
Huh?
What?
Bro,
is that what
let's talk about football.
Oh, no, I'd call them sweet melons. Melon, yeah.
That's a mango and pineapple. You're
but banana needs honorable mention because it's top tier.
Yeah, I might go pineapple, banana, and black grapes. Black grapes are clean.
Grapes
out
are
the fridge.
Leng.
Out the fridge.
No, grapes are leng, but I don't think you can pick grapes. You might as well pick. You might as well pick wine. You might as well say wine.
You know why bananas mid? Because bananas spoil smoothies, man. It spoils smoothies, man. It makes all frothy and everybody. And puts the, what's that? Not calcium. What does it put in there again?
Potassium.
Boys, did everyone watch England?
I actually did.
I enjoyed it.
Why did you enjoy it?
The first half you might have.
No, I enjoyed the game, man, because you know why I enjoyed the game? Because it's like...
You had the same view as Trent.
You know, it's just the closest thing you're going to get to a Premier League All-Star game. You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of vibe, basketball vibe. You see what he thinks the best English players all on one pitch. And you see how it don't work.
Again.
I
like it.
Kieran Trippier at left back is insane.
That's because they don't have a left back.
Sanity to me.
Here's the thing about the Euros, though. If you win one game, you're basically through.
The thing is, yeah, England... I swear they played a Serbia team that like qualified with the least amount of points of anyone in that tournament.
That sounds about right, yeah.
So like it's not a good win.
The first half was pretty comprehensive, simple stuff. They actually looked decent, like good movement and stuff like that. But you want them to flipping go ahead and build on that. No, but you want them to build on that performance, bro. Because like every time he scores, it's like he just gets on the pragmatic thing. Like it's like Gareth Southgate.
I see someone say that he's the type to put his phone on low battery mode on 99%.
I'm not gonna lie, I'll do that. I'll do it.
You do that too?
Yeah, I'll do that.
What do you mean you do that?
I charge my phone fully, then low battery mode.
You gotta remember, Marx's phone is very old. Very old.
Oh, what? You gotta
I told him,
signal.
You know, I told him, buy twice.
He put on his story, I need a new phone.
Bro, why does your phone look like an evil Jedi? Like, it's weird. Like, why does it look like that?
Remember, my phone was red before. Well, the case was red.
I told him, buy twice.
Mark Gay, though, what's it? Mark Gaye, anyone want to chat to me about Mark Gaye?
He looked very good.
You know, I'm not going to over-celebrate because like, one game is as good as the next.
No.
I mean, you can have
you
a bad
what?
Game
he
after
he looks
that.
So composed that someone else can just slot in next side. Like, if Stones broke down, I could slot in next side. Step up, Loons!
Yeah, but you say that, Loons, but the only thing is, as comfortable as he looked, yeah? Because I had like a clean, front man. Seat. I can tell you he had low seats.
He had a front seat.
Say that again, Paul.
Come on, man. I had a front seat, sorry, yeah. But yeah, he had too much space, too much time. Vlahovic and Mitrovic, they were nowhere near him. I want to see him under pressure, then we'll see if he's good.
Vlahovic and Mitrovic, though, that is a serious front two to deal with.
Yeah, but they didn't do anything.
To be fair, they had to defend a bit in the second half, you know, and they had to defend differently.
England definitely don't need to win in fashionable style in the early
Here's
games.
My problem with this England team, though. There is actually almost no experience in it.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a Champions League win. There's a couple Champions League winners.
Sometimes you need like a bit of an older head there, and they've left them all at home.
No, Kyle Walker's there. Man.
Which one's
Kyle Walker's there? Harry Kane's there.
They left Maguire.
Yeah. Injured.
They left not that Rashford's really going to be the one that you go to. All right, Grealish even. Hendo. Like, I'm talking the ones that are going to be like, boys, like, don't panic. We've seen this before. England didn't look good when they went into their show and kind of Serbia. Press them.
I don't think we should expect exciting stuff in the tournament.
You've got to go for broke in a knockout stage. You just got to be pragmatic and make sure you get at your group. Many a great team haven't.
But you know, it's with England, I kind of disagree with you. I expect to see something more than I saw the other day. The same way I expected to see something more against Iceland. Like, the team is good enough to show you a little bit more quality, no disrespect, against Serbia. And if they don't show it throughout the group stage, I'm going to start looking at other teams that are showing a bit
don't
of quality.
Don't you think it's because they actually kind of done it in the first half? There was no reason for them to revert back to playing football.
It's
like
1-0.
It's 1-0, man.
Yeah, but I'm saying they could have built on that. If they, towards the end of the first half, they ran out of steam, innit, yeah? Even if it went in at 1-0, yeah, but they had the same attitude and like playing on the front foot like they did in the first half of the first half, they could have built on it and finished 2-3-0.
But they didn't, Mark. They didn't,
and
though.
This is what I'm saying. They need to show more.
Yeah, like, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with that they shouldn't show more. I think they should be showing a hell of a lot more than they're showing.
I don't
terrible.
Even think that was all them. I think Serbia showed them mad respect for the first 20 minutes. Like,
yeah, they
crazy
back.
Respect.
Yeah, you know, like they're playing against no ones. Like, there's a team on the other side of the pitch. Like, and as good as you can be, but they're still professional football.
But as soon as they started saying, all right, we'll meet you higher.
Second half time.
Boom. The second half was like a 50-50 match.
If you're Denmark and you're watching England play like that, don't you feel like to yourselves, you know, we got a bit of a chance against them? You don't watch that and think, oh, I don't know, boy. I didn't. That wasn't a convincing England win at all.
Denmark, Highland, one shot a game. It's crap, man.
I mean, that's
average. One shot a game, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not even on target. They're relying on Ericsson for goals. Come on, man. What are we doing here, man?
Yeah, but you're saying what we're doing. Foden, it's the one guy that I thought had a remarkable season. I expected to
one
see
game
more than
can't
that.
Giant, come
but, bro,
on,
that
don't
90 minutes was
this.
Very bad,
most,
bro.
Most over.
It was bad, bro.
Most overrated season I've seen in years.
Nah, man. Phil's quality, man.
No, of course, but as a free man in an attacking team with all the possession, goals cover up a lot.
Played some proper good stuff this season. He was good.
I just don't think. I think they're shoehorning him in.
People were demanding, saying you've got to make Lampard, Gerrard, Scholes work. You have to get them all in the team, and they're putting Gerrard left wing, Scholes left wing. Mm. It's that again, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's that again.
But they've got enough play. Maybe at that time they didn't have enough quality on the bench, so they thought that they had to accommodate what was there. That first 11 was solid, but this time this is a good side. Cole Palmer's trending, fam.
By the way, I really don't like Trent as a CM.
It's not pretty.
He is cold, and we know where he's cold from. So why would you play him somewhere else? I get he can unlock stuff. He can unlock it from out there.
But he's been unlocking it from out there.
How's he going to unlock it and when you take Kyle Walker out of the team? You lose something.
Kyle Walker
is in the
back three.
Wait. You put Kyle, but you're going back to a back three. Man, you're not winning that with
but
that,
a
man.
Wing-back. You want Trent? You want the best out of Trent? You
Trent's
can't play him as
a
wing-back.
Not a wing-back.
Wing-back.
He's never played wing-back.
Wing-back.
Never played
wing-back.
Never but played. Wing-back. Boys, we are here to talk about English players, but we just wanted to throw in some Euros talks. We're actually going to talk British players. But before we do that, I'm going to introduce the panel from my right to my left. He's got some easy peelers still in the bag. He's just cooked up a delicious steak.
Clementines.
His name is Margs.
Big ones from the east side of the bridge, man. You know what they say, bury me in a Stretford end. But this time around, it's about unity and the country. So, actually, no, you can't bury me in Wembley. That's crazy. Don't bury me nowhere apart from
Stretford end is England.
That's true. United!
Next on the panel, he's going to be making some jungle music soon. His name's Geordie.
You're always bringing up my business, too.
Next on the panel, he's fresh back from Germany, from the England game. He was there with Google Pixel. Yes. That's why that's in his hand right now. His name's Poet.
Come on, Google Pixel Poet. Someone also walked up to me and said, I just saw Loons. I phoned Loons and he was in London.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, my bro.
I won't be in Germany, man. I won't be in Germany, man.
Must have been Dumfries or something.
What did Mark say?
Must have been Dumfries.
Next on the panel, Denzel Dumfries.
More Jeremy Frimpong, bruv.
Really? You really look like Jeremy Frimpong?
I'm joking. No. Anyway,
he must be ability-wise. He must be player-wise.
Yeah,
isn't
player wise. Yeah.
Inverted.
Who's
right
your celeb?
He's just a speedboat.
He's my celeb look like. I'd say Jake Gyllenhaal.
Talk some stupidness, man. You know what I'm saying?
Talk some stupidness, man.
Last but not least, he had a good Father's Day weekend, I'm guessing. His name's Savage Dan.
Yeah, got two kids. So woke up.
What did you get?
Woke up.
I don't know. I don't think I got anything. I got kisses. And cards and yeah.
Cards, yeah.
Now, cards is something, you know.
I don't know.
Did you get some peace?
Money.
Peace. Not peace.
No,
peace.
No peace. No I'm peace. My son's birthday party. No peace.
What?
No justice, no peace.
How old your son? 9.
Bad age.
Bad age.
Bad age.
Bad age. he's that age now.
High part and expensive.
And he just thinks he's the one.
Why would
is he though?
I don't know.
Is he good at anything?
I don't know.
is he good at anything?
He's good at stuff.
He's a wavy guy. What's a presence like in school when you go? And you go to pick him up or something?
He bops. I tell him to stop, don't walk like that. I tell him, don't walk like that. Not when I'm here. No, like, I don't know, man. He reminds me of...
You.
The wrestler I keep talking about.
Oh, stop it, man.
Shawn Michaels.
He just reminds me of Shawn Michaels. He's just like, yeah, he's just
is he like you, though?
Yeah, that's the problem.
And you
but I'm not so bad. In comparison, like, when I look at, like, me on a graph, I was like that. And then I look at him, and he's doing that, and I'm
you had to work through some, man. You put it on a plate for him.
Yeah. You weren't like had all the latest creps when you was growing up like that. You had to work, grind for that.
Nah, Dan had that. He's from West. He had that.
Nah, I didn't have that.
Oh, serious?
Nah.
Well, boys, what we're here for today is to rank the British players that played abroad in a meaningful way.
That prayed.
I know, I thought you'd catch that.
Played
abroad, sorry. One of the reasons we're talking about British players that played abroad is Kevin Campbell, who passed over the weekend, a legend, great man. He played in Trabzonspor. But what we've done is we've picked out some of the players who are British, who have played abroad. Some big names in there, some big names that you forget about. Some players who didn't get any votes, like Jesse Lingard out in South Korea. Kieran Tierney, he's been out in Sociedad, right?
He has.
He had a good season there as well.
Robbie Keane, he did 6 months at Inter.
That's a big move.
LA Galaxy.
Big move, the black and blue.
By the way, MLS doesn't count in this conversation. The only things that count is European leagues.
Mug, fair enough. Beckham won it back to back.
MLS can't be involved anyway, because I remember Ibrahimovic's debut and what Crazy. He did there made the mockery of the whole league. The league's never recovered. Never recovered. Overhead kick.
We'd have Bradley Wright Phillips, who's the top scorer in...
Bradley Wright Phillips is MLS top scorer?
Yes.
All time, ever. Yeah.
All time.
All time MLS top scorer?
Yes.
What, MLS or just the New York Rebels?
Major League Soccer.
Oh, wicked. Outscored Brandon, Landon Donovan.
Yep.
I thought he was an MC, bro. I thought he was like Akala.
Akala?
Oh, yeah, no, because Akala was a baller.
Akala played Wimbledon, didn't
it? Akala can play.
Akala was a baller. He's supposed to be good, you know. He's supposed to be proper good.
He was at West Ham.
But at what age? Because everyone was at a club at 14.
No, but I've heard bad boys talk about him. Like, a man that went pro talk about him. From
Are you a bad boy? You was. I've heard you talk about me at Norwich. So, same thing.
Hey, Loons. I just got word from Alan in the gantry. I've been told to ask you about the man that took you Norwich.
No one took me Norwich, man.
You come around now, Dan.
All right, let's land. Jordy, you see one thing with Margs? Margs has got it construed, yeah? There was two of those guys in the ends, yeah? One was a bad guy, and one was the guy that took me Norwich. He thinks I went Norwich with Everton. I didn't go to Norwich with Everton, bruv. Everton said he knew Sir Alex Ferguson, and I knew it was shaky, bruv.
Oh, there was a guy called Everton?
Yeah.
And his name was Everton?
Yes, the Jamaican man. He goes, I knew Alex Ferguson. I'm going to call him now. I tell him, your ass.
He was Jamaican?
Yeah.
A Jamaican so man called Everton. Everton.
And you'd be like, huh?
So why did he take you to Norwich?
No, he didn't take me. Because you'd just be at the sideline of your games. But the guy that took me to Norwich...
Where did he take you?
No one took me nowhere. But the guy that brought me to Norwich and Sheffield Wednesday and Barnet and all them teams was Errol McCullough. I think he's at Leyton Orient. He's still the head scout there. So, Marks, you can still do your stupidness, man. He had a big... The reason I got in his car because it was a Mercedes SL500. And I saw...
Doesn't take much.
No.
I got to remember to tell my son, don't jump in any cars. I don't care if it's Mercedes.
No, good. That was very good. Some players who did get votes who didn't make the top 10. Obviously, Jermaine Pennant.
Baller.
He was over there in Spain.
Where? Is it?
Yeah. Thadda Gotha. Ashley Young won Serie A.
I forgot. I would have given him a vote.
Jordan Henderson got a vote from Dan.
I had to give it. He was a brave move, man. He went Saudi. Yeah. It's such a stinker that we got to give it some notice.
But he's talking about his Ajax.
And then he went Ajax. Yeah. No. I want the Saudi. The Saudi one's even bigger.
Boys, we haven't spoken about how that move ruined his life.
Bro. He's even turned.
It ruined his life.
Yeah, even Tigo turned on him. That's crazy. I didn't think Tigo would turn on him.
Jonathan Woodgate, Lippi seemed to think was good. Didn't he get sent off and score an own goal on his debut in Spain?
Yes, he's terrible at Real Madrid.
Yeah, but the only way is up after that, though.
Huh?
The only way is up.
It wasn't.
Tammy Abraham got a vote. He won the Conference League in Serie A.
No one else really.
Man.
He's been injured for a year.
He was injured that Conference League year.
Yeah,
have you seen the compilation from him as well? Roma misses. It's terrible.
What's that?
It's bad. It's a compilation of him missing one-on-ones.
Oh, I thought he had a Roman missus.
Oh, yeah. Apologies.
A compilation of Roman missus.
But number 10 on our list with three people voting for him, Margs, Poet and Lippi. I think Lippy's lying. I think Margs and Poet are old. Paul Gascoigne.
I'm actually lying, to be fair. I just know he was there. Alassio.
I'm old enough. I'm probably the oldest here I am.
You are.
I watched Gazzetta Football Italia. I watched Paul Gascoigne. He won number 10 for Lazio. Beppe Signori was up top. Dude was injured every game.
I used to wait for Lazio to play, and that's when I knew about other players. Do you know what I'm saying? You go to watch Gascoigne, and I found out about Beppe Signori. Do you know what I'm saying? Because he was never playing. I found out about Dino Baggio. Do you know what I'm saying? I knew about Roberto Baggio, and then I found out about Dino Baggio because Gazza's not playing. Dan, he never played.
What do you think about Paul Gascoigne as a man?
I just think he's one of the greatest of all time. I think
he said he knew Raul Moult. He didn't.
what? Didn't know him.
No. Remember, he pulled up to the Real Malt site. Real Malt's got a shotgun under his chin. So I know him. I can calm him down. The police like, oh wait.
But you see, Gazza, he's just alive. Is he? Is
still with us?
Yeah. See, that's it. Yeah. Bro, it's what I mean. Like, he is like. He's like Blade.
How's he like Blade?
Because he's just dark with it. He's just like
open with the brasses.
That's it. He don't care.
I've never seen anyone.
He don't care.
I've never seen anyone talk about Giggs, his brother's wife.
Allegedly.
What the hell? Were you
doing? What? How the? What's
Gascoigne? Gascoigne done that.
Gascoigne did it the other day.
That's why he went viral. He went viral the other day.
The other day.
Talking to Alan Shearer.
He banged Giggs' sisters.
He said he basically because he turned down Man United. He turned down Sir Alex Ferguson. He was on Alan Shearer's podcast and he said, he's like, oh, Alan Shearer's trying to do a joke like, oh, why'd you turn down Manchester United? Because he did the same thing. And he was like, yeah, people always tell me I would have been more disciplined if I'd have gone to Man United. But then I think about Wayne Rooney's grannies and Ryan Giggs banging his wife, his husband.
He said I would have fit right in.
Yeah.
Oh, so he didn't bang his... I thought Gazza banged his brother's wife.
Maybe.
Yeah, who knows?
No, but he didn't. No, he's a good guy.
I think he was just always better in the England shirt. Then
you might remember one game,
shirt.
Bro, against Scotland there. That's it.
That one was.
That is it.
It's one of the best goals ever, by the way.
Handle. The seller was the best.
If somebody did that today. Chair,
that's crazy.
They're all burst, you know. Their man are saying they can. Stephen Hendry, you know the Scottish defender, he's saying he can smell tequila.
Colin Hendry.
Oh, yeah, Hendry's a Stoker player. Colin Hendry. He said my man's breath stunk of vodka or tequila when Gazza shook his hand. That man stunk of booze, bro. That's why the dentist chair was like, ah. That man was, ah. Bro, literally there was tequila in there.
Was free then, you know? Mad free.
I actually only remember Gazza at the Euros. You say you watch him week in, week out.
My first, I'm not ashamed, Carl. I'm a football encyclopedia. So I remember Paul Gascoigne.
I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed.
FA Cup final.
FA Cup final. He scored a free kick, right?
No, he scored the free kick against Arsenal.
He done a foul and he writ off his career. Then he went to Lazio, and then he never played for time. And then he came back and done Euro 96, done that bad boy goal.
He went Scotland.
Injured
that's
again.
What
went
him.
Rangers. That's done me. The flute.
When did you go, Joe? Where was he in his career when you went, Joe?
He was probably retired, man.
Is it?
Mm. Nah, Villa.
1999. Where was he?
Villa. I think he was at Villa, yeah. And Borough.
Oh, yeah, man. I was tuned out, man.
oh, no, Villa. I'm thinking of Paul Merson. No, it's Middlesbrough.
Yeah, I was tuned out then, man. I was tuned out.
Well, number 9 on our list got votes from everybody except for Margs, Poet and Lippi. Margs and Lippi are the ones that got something in common here. It's Jadon Sancho. He's been good outside of England.
Handle.
He's been best outside
Insanity
of England.
Insanity to not put him on the list.
Just got to the Champions League final, first of all.
Why? Well, what's funny?
It's just funny. It makes me laugh.
But this man will gas Ten Hag getting to these finals and losing.
Semi-finals.
You know what I'm saying? And losing, but he'll gas that. But
I want to pick people that were good in England as well, even though it was out.
Nah, that's not
that,
what?
No, that's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, your list is compromised then.
Yeah, chill. And Sancho was terrible for Man United. So yeah, anything to just.
So when was Gazza good
United,
in England?
Let's do it.
Huh? When was Gazza good in England?
You'd have to tell me. I don't know. I don't remember him. I remember him for Tottenham.
Tottenham
right.
When he scored his right. Free kick against Arsenal in the FA Cup in 1993.
That's what I'm saying. If you got one game,
you
one
don't,
goal.
You don't go to Lazio at that time if you weren't good in England.
No.
Bro. You can tell us what he was doing.
I'm not linking Manchester United.
Obviously, you all was probably alive, but I was probably old enough and I could read newspapers where you lot couldn't. You know what I'm saying? I knew that was a business move. That was a bit like Inter Milan. I think I just got Ronaldo, so it was just Serie A was
Ronaldo.
The biggest league
they did not
in the
just
world
get Ronaldo.
At the time, and everyone was buying franchise.
Who
players.
Got Ronaldo?
Inter Milan.
Different era. Different era.
He was at PSV then.
Was he? Oh no! Who did they get? Recoba. Recoba. Uruguayan.
Bro, what? Sorry. What is happening?
What? Yeah. No. Like,
Why am I hearing a cold?
No, bro, this is what he did with the pink lady apples. And then he's like, yeah.
Premier League players, English players that's played abroad, Sancho's not top 10.
He is.
I think he is, yeah.
He is.
Yeah, I know you think that. That's why you voted for him.
He is. But you know what it is? Manchester United, guys, they hate seeing ex-Man United players do well.
That ain't true.
That ain't true.
They do.
No, that ain't true.
But yeah, Jadon Sancho, man. And there's more to come, I think. I think he'll play in Europe again.
Yeah.
I think he'll play in Europe again.
I think Jadon Sancho plays in Champions League before Man U.
Number eight on our list. Number eight on our list got votes from everybody except for Dan and Lippy. He won La Liga. Kieran Trippier.
That was a good La Liga as well, man.
Yeah.
Atletico. It was a good La Liga. Proper.
Was that the one? Yeah, Luis Suarez playing with him.
I might not have seen him there. I think I wanted to make a point and make sure Hendo was in my list.
Yeah, you made that point.
And that didn't come out of nowhere like that anyway, because Atletico was... Like obviously
no, they were close.
They were building, yeah.
It's Madrid and Barca, but Atletico were doing bits around the time. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah.
Maybe he was the key ingredient. Yeah. Trippier won the league on his own.
They ain't won the league since. So if it wasn't for Trippier, they wouldn't win the league.
I can see it.
Mm.
Number seven on our list got votes from everybody except for Lippi. He won Serie A. It's for Kaya Tomori.
I didn't even want him to leave Chelsea, man. I was upset when he went. But
should he be in the England team?
I just respect winning. So because he won a league, I'll put him in there. Have you seen him play over there?
I watched probably one game.
He's been really good though. Like he almost looks like he suits Italian football more than English football.
He looks so comfortable in it, AC Milan. So
comfortable. I've seen him make a big mistake.
I've seen him having a stinker in the Champions League or something like that.
When Italian football is mad slow anyway, so he just looks very, very, very comfortable in Italian football. And then in Champions League, AC Milan don't look good. But the year they won the league, he was a key component at the back. Maldini was bigging him up. They're bigging him up in the changing room. Like, key component with Tomori at the back.
Him and Gehi are basically they're the same player.
Nah. I know what you mean. I know what you mean, but no.
Great. I think Gay's better than him.
Gay can play one at the back. Beast.
What foot is he? Right.
Both right.
Yeah, but Gay plays on the left though.
Yeah. So does Tomori.
Being centre backs these days, isn't it? Not everyone can have a left and a right.
I hear it.
It's a big
ask. Should Tomori start for England? Should he be in the
Personally, I think Braithwaite should be in the squad. Mm. So if he's not, then Tomori's still probably behind Braithwaite to me, just in terms of pure ability. But Tomori is an experienced quality centre back. I think he's bitter about it though.
Let's go to Nigeria, bro.
It's true, that too.
Let's do the right thing.
It's true, don't waste time.
Osimhen's beefing the manager, Finidi.
He's getting crazy on Instagram. He's
saying, nobody tells me what to do.
Somebody should.
Someone should. So someone took the phone off him. So.
Have you seen Ronaldinho's post, by the way?
He's got beef with Brazil now.
He's got beef with Brazil, yeah.
Just kiss your teeth. You don't like Ronaldinho?
Nah, man. He's the same guy that said Martinelli reminds him of R9 and then says, this team's so boring. Shut up, man, and do skills, bro.
And then the man said that you're asking Vinicius Jr. for tickets. I said, this stinks.
How can Ronaldinho be beef in Brazil?
It's politics. Always politics.
Is this why he went in jail?
Well, number six on our list got votes for everyone except for Poet and Dan. Understandable. He's breaking records, but he's won nothing. Harold Jebediah Kane.
Yeah, he's got to be
The season's
man.
Crazy.
It's going to be back to regular programming next year.
It's not, though, is it?
It is.
What, with Vincent Kompany against Xabi Alonso?
Alonso's not doing that again. Alonso's not doing that. You know what? Leverkusen, that's a real invincible season. Lost one game. Like, you know what I'm saying? One game. The game. Yeah, lost no league games, no cup domestic games, lost no domestic games.
But got battered in the final.
But they were better than Bayern last year, and there's no reason to think that Bayern are going to be better than them next
year. Did Bayern win any trophies this year?
Bayern didn't win any trophies.
Harry Kane won nothing.
Harry Kane needs to win some stuff over there, though.
And quickly.
And maybe win the Euros as well.
The pressure that English people put on English players is insane.
No, bro, he went Bayern.
You're acting like he's just any player.
He just broke every goal scoring record. It's got to count for something.
To do all of that and it mean absolutely nothing
just wait
as a
to
team.
I just want you to hold this energy. Just get to you know who. Because you know, like, you got to go somewhere and win something. Yeah, just bring it up. Bring him up.
Harry Kane, though, man, he's flying over there.
He's doing his job. He's doing his job.
Yeah, I suppose he's doing his
he's
job.
He's doing his job.
So if he does it again next season and wins nothing again.
He's not a flop.
Is it an unsuccessful time at Bayern Munich?
It's just an ugly bikini.
Yeah, it's just like he's doing his job.
It's a real turn off.
He's doing his job. You can't not. I mean, like, they bought a striker to score to help them win the league. He's scoring the goals. He's getting 40s. Like, what do you. What, like, I don't get it.
I got a new problem with Kane. He's plus one.
Eric Dier.
Yeah. You can't keep bringing them players.
Eric Dier didn't make our list, by the way.
You can't keep... Oh, my God. I forgot. Yeah.
I forgot.
You
about
can't keep that. Bringing them players.
I avoided him. Because he was at Sporting Lisbon before doing that bits.
Yeah. I don't
so,
think
bits, yeah, don't worry about all that.
Marcus Edwards was a better Sporting Lisbon player than Eric Dier.
Nah, man. Eric Dier nicked the move, man. Jose Mourinho was talking about him.
Number five on our list was voted for by everyone except for me. It might be because I forgot. Owen Hargreaves.
I just don't know where I stand. Even though I picked him, I don't know where I stand with him. I don't know where I stand with
him. He started in Germany.
I had him low. I had him low.
Canadian.
Yeah.
German.
I had him high. I had him high.
His family's from Bolton, man.
That, hey, he was.
He's injury prone as well, but before he came to England, he was ever present for Bayern.
The injuries killed him, but he's a bad boy.
My man was born where Bret Hart was born, you know. He was born in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
See? Born in Canada.
No way.
Calgary, Alberta, Canada. The Hart Foundation.
First club to you go?
Bayern.
So why didn't he just play for, why didn't he play for Germany?
He played for Wales. He played for Wales.
Owen Hart is Welsh as well, yeah.
Oh, so now, yeah. Now what I'm saying doesn't seem so crazy. He was at Wales
no,
as well.
What you're saying is correct, but you have to now
Declan Rice thing.
You have to now apply that logic to players who play for different countries and maybe
no, I can only apply it. No, I just go to England. That's all, Tigo.
Owen Hargreaves, though, man, four Bundesligas, Premier League, Champions League, Manchester United, and he was unbelievable. Like every blade of grass,
he was good, man.
He was a little bit classier than. A lot of players in the Prem at that time.
No he won the Champions League. He got no Champions League with Bayern.
Yeah, he did. I think it was, if he played 120 minutes.
2001, yeah.
Played 120 minutes. I was thinking, who is this kid?
Yeah, he's got to be on the list.
He's class.
He killed Arsenal one time as well. That free kick. Oh, wait, that broke my heart, bro. So, oh, yeah, he's a good player.
I suppose there is that question about him being from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, though, with Owen and Brett.
And Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
I don't think Jim the Anvil Neidhart's from there.
He must be, that's his brother.
Nah, I'd love to know him.
Yeah, oh, but he's got a sister in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. He's in the dungeon. You know about Bret Hart's dad's dungeon, isn't it? Everyone knows about Bret Hart's dad's dungeon, bruv.
Stu Hart.
Yeah, Stu Hart. Is that his name, Stu Hart?
What is that about? Huh? What dungeon?
He had a dungeon where everyone learned to wrestle, bro.
No way.
Chris Benoit.
British Bulldog was down there, bro.
Are you serious?
Yeah!
Is that in nurturing the talent?
Yeah! Hip toss. Bare hip toss down there. Bro, he's teaching him the hip toss.
Yeah, the hip toss. How close do you think Owen Hargreaves was to wrestling?
I reckon he was probably adjacent, yeah.
What?
Adjacent.
Oh, he said adjacent.
He done it in school. A what?
Some of the people trained at Stu Hart's dungeon, by the way, include Mark Henry.
See?
Big.
Ken Shamrock.
The black Ken guy, Shamrock. Bro. You know that has had him.
Ken Shamrock.
Edge.
Yeah, Edge
Christian.
Is Edge is Canadian. Christian's
Chris
Canadian.
Chris Benoit.
Canadian.
Damn.
Chris Jericho.
Canadian.
Canada's got bare wrestlers.
Hello.
Canadian. So what the fuck is Mark Henry doing there?
Mark Henry was there standing out standing out like a sore thumb, bro.
Abdullah the Butcher was there as well.
That's
more your era, though.
What? I don't know Abdullah the Butcher, bro. I'm Brutus the Barber Beefcake, bro.
Is that who you are?
Yeah, I know who he is. Abdullah the Butcher. I don't know Abdullah the Butcher,
I thought it was Brutus the Barber Beefcake, you know, for a long time.
It's Brutus Barber.
Oh, it's not the Barber.
It's the barber. It's
oh,
the barber.
See?
Cut
you
your
go.
Hair
fucked
after,
it up.
After he wins.
Big disrespect, you know, just cuts your hair.
Number four on our list got votes from everybody, and Loons had him number one. I had him number two. Stevie McManaman.
Easy.
Top Baller. Dog. Baller.
Macca.
Baller.
Come on, man. Cold.
Come on, Manaman.
Second.
Manaman. Come on, man. Manaman, no, bruv. Manaman, C.
Glorified
Manaman
mascot.
Manaman, do.
Glorified mascot.
Didn't play that much.
Champions League final goal scorer. Yeah, scissor
man.
Kick.
Yeah, come on, man.
We had a conversation earlier. Was he the original
Super
Galactico?
Sub. Super sub.
He's the first. I'm going to give you some Steve McManaman facts. Yeah. He's the first British player to score in a Champions League final for a foreign club. Yeah. And win it. And then he done it again the next time. Like, there's levels, man. There's levels to this. Do you understand? Zidane, Makalele, Figo, R9 demanded he was in the team. Demanded. I watched it.
You read McManaman's book or something, man.
I watched it. They were saying.
You watched the book?
No, I watched it on YouTube. I watched it. So they're saying, he's energy. He's just worked so hard. And he's in the wide positions. Helps out Roberto Carlos. Roberto Carlos is saying, yo, I need Dookie. I need Dukes. Because when I go, he go.
Do you reckon it's because there's like no internet and thing?
Huh?
Do you reckon it's just because of like there's no internet and that?
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
Why no, I'm not rating.
Oh, I hear you.
It's before their time, maybe, but Steve McManaman.
Do you know what I think it is? Do you know what I think it is? When Steve McManaman went to Spain, he actually became Spanish. It wasn't like, well, most of these English guys were English in Spain.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve McManaman was like Spanish.
Start speaking Spanish.
Tanned all the time, hair bands.
That's interesting because white people love Spain.
White people, oh, especially so Scousers. Like, Scousers love Spain. Why not Madrid, adapt?
What is it, Malaga?
Not Madrid.
Oh,
Madrid's
Madrid's landlocked, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's a problem. They got to go Valencia.
He was more successful in Spain than he was in England. Much more.
Oh,
so
yeah.
After Liverpool.
He didn't win nothing at Liverpool.
After Real Madrid.
Nah, FA Cups, isn't it?
After Real Madrid, where did he go?
Manchester City.
Man City won nothing at Liverpool. Let me prove you.
So he's our top up. That's why you don't like him like that.
Who? He's in Liverpool.
He's our top up.
I ain't picking up Liverpool like that.
He won stuff at us, man. We're not a team.
He won an FA Cup in 1991 and a League Cup in 1995.
See, there, that's what I knew. Won two cups.
1995 League Cup, that probably didn't come with European qualification.
No,
we were banned. We were banned.
But he did, was he a Spice Boy?
He was.
Yep. Yep. Hold on, who did he go out with?
No one, but no, the Spice Boys were like him, Jamie Redknapp, Jason McAteer.
They had the white Armani suits and
they were bad as well.
He would have gone out with Jerry Halliwell.
Are one of the Spice Girls Scouse?
Yeah, Sporty.
Sporty Spice, yeah. Mel C. I don't think she's actually from Liverpool though. But I don't know the politics of the area like
St.
that.
Helens,
you know,
or
mean?
She's from the Wirral, man.
The Wirral.
She's from she's from Whiston.
St. Helens. St. Helens.
St. Helens.
yeah, but he was cold. Kids should look him up. Because in England, he was like unplayable. The way he dribbled the ball, carried the ball. If Football Manager, our finishing was low, 11.
Shaggy. He's Shaggy. Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Well, yeah. That's Darren Anderson's name, though, isn't it?
See, I just thought of a show we got to do.
Go.
Top 10 Scouse people.
Okay, Kerry Katona.
She's Scouse. Of course she's Scouse.
Yeah.
She
Jennifer Scouse? Ellison.
Jennifer Ellison. Yeah, did you see her the other day?
Yeah, looking tired.
But she was in Gang Wars.
I know.
Yeah.
No disrespect, but she used to be bizarre in Brookside and them thing there.
What was you lot? What's this?
Brookside?
Do you remember Brookside?
Oh my gosh. I remember Brookside as well, but I'm like, who the hell?
Brookside had the first lesbian thing in it.
Mark is definitely tuned in.
I weren't your age. I went to Brookside. I've seen it. Like, I know it exists because my mum and that.
You love her long girl action, though.
Is that your bag?
Number 3 on our list will never see jail. He says Beatles is a bit of him. And he's just won the treble in his first year in Madrid. His name's Jude Bellingham.
Wait, sorry. Jude said Beatles is a bit of him.
He did say that.
Nah,
in a press conference. Nah. He knows his audience. He's playing for England at the Euros. He's not rocking
Hold
the boat.
He said that in like recent. Oh, of course he did. I think he meant Beetlejuice.
Obviously, Jude Bellingham, the Hey Jude song gets played for him. So I reckon his headphones probably got like R&B.
His publicist is the truth. R&B. That's what it is.
I can give you first. Jude Bellingham listens to old music. No, he doesn't. He listens to old music. No, he really listens to old music.
No, of course. Black Mum. It's done. It's done.
He plays old school music.
And Rare Groove. He listens to Rare Groove.
Rare Groove.
Right, yeah.
Black Mums. I got a Black Mum. My mum bursting, turn that gibbity yabba down. Don't tell me nothing.
Gibbity yabba down. Is she a Flintstone or something?
Turn that yibbity yabba down.
Is she a Flintstone?
Yeah, whatever.
Turn that yibbity yabba down.
I don't know what she says,
bro. Real man!
Flipping neck. Hey, wait. Man cussing man's mum.
No. Sorry. So look.
Don't let him do it in a friend way and let it fly over your head. That was mum dumps.
Look. What are you doing?
I didn't say nothing.
I'm here to talk football. Man's bringing up my ma, dude. Man, said, my mum's name ain't Wilma, bro.
Turn the yibbity-dabbity do.
That's the problem. That's you say crazy. It up, mate.
Bro, I don't know what she used to say, bro, but you know when they storm
what
in your room?
What was she saying it about, by the way?
Like hip-hop and that.
Oh.
Don't worry, look, we've moved, yeah? Don't worry.
Brother, don't mention Marduk's. We moved.
You mentioned that.
I know, but I'm saying, he said he's moved. If we've moved, make your
no,
point.
No, we've
but
moved.
Marduk's
all right, watch my move. Boys, the game yesterday, yeah? England. What was on Jude's face?
I didn't know.
Hey, it's true, the whole game, innit?
Yes.
It was there, and then it was here.
Don't know what that was. The paint. The paint. The paint. The hairline. Boo! It's the hairline thing. He's just like, he went like that. Ooh. And then touch his face. And it was just burnt. Come, it's the only logical thing. Because when he done the header, I thought he clipped my man's shoulder or something. You get me? And it was a bruise. But I was like, it's got to be black paint.
Juice 20, man.
Bro, them men are spraying. Them men are spraying.
So, is anyone watching Love Island at the moment?
Mogs.
Oh, Joey Essex is in there.
Joey Essex in there. But there's a character, there's a guy in there called Ronnie right now who's the fibres. He wears a wig. He's got a little clip toupee thing and the fibres as well.
Hold on, what? Is he black?
No.
I was going to say, a black Ronnie.
A black Ronnie, Ronaldinho, bro.
Watch Love Island just because you know when it goes black and white when the light turns off.
Ronaldinho, a black. Manson, a black Ronaldinho. Ronnie. I said it's Ronaldinho, bro.
What's a white name you've never met a black person with?
Dudley.
Archibald.
No, I know a black Archibald.
So do I.
Don't.
I do. Archibald.
He produces Chuck
Star. Shut up, boy. He's a producer. One
extra. Yeah.
100%. My boy, Archie. Come on, fam.
I do. Archibald.
Who else is there? Mehmet.
Mehmet. You're going over there.
You can't do that.
You know, I've never met a black Charlie.
Charles.
Yeah, they're all Charles. Yeah.
Charlie Murphy, man.
Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy.
Black Stewart.
Stu.
Oh, Stuart.
Stuart. You got Stuart in your family?
No, it's his last name.
No, it's our second name.
Oh, yeah, no. Don't I'm count? Talking S-T-U, Stu.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, Stu. Stu. You're like...
Hey, Stuart might be one.
Stuart. If there's a black Stuart forward...
Jude Bellingham doesn't need to come back to the Prem, and he's probably going to have a trophy cabinet filled with every single trophy that he can imagine. Back. He will, of course, the bread.
He's gonna complete football without the Prem.
Yeah, but he's still playing the Prem.
Where's he gonna go?
Yeah, where'd you go after Real Madrid?
Well, the only way is down. Once you accept that, you take money and go Chelsea or City.
Yeah.
Jude was great in Germany as well.
Yeah.
Good Champions League night.
Should have won a league, and I'll never forgive him for that.
Yeah, true. Last game of the season. Yeah, true.
It's not his fault, but I'll never forgive like that. It hurts.
So black people only have Stuart as a last name.
Well, actually, I found out that 13.5% of black people are called Stuart, but I don't know if that's in England or America.
That's crazy.
33% of black people called Stuart?
13.5.
They're not. 79.2
white people, 3.1 Hispanic.
Oh, no, that's not, okay. No, that's not how stats black. Work. Oh, that's not how stats work.
He's moving like 13% of black people. It's called Stuart, and I'm like, I don't know one. And I don't know one. No, I ain't black then.
You don't know 13 black people.
That's
insane. God damn. Number two on our list was not number one. He was my number one. He was Marx's number one. He was Poet's number one. His name, David Benkham.
That's mad that he's not number
impossible
one.
Impossible number one.
What do you mean impossible,
impossible
number one?
Impossible.
He retired at 37 and got applauded off at PSG. What are you doing?
PSG is not the football
that's
world
the
governing body that you think it is, bruv. They're not even they're a new team, bro.
I quite like Qatar.
I appreciate it and all that.
Real Madrid?
But... Bro, nothing there. What did he win? One La Liga.
He won that for them.
What? Get the hell
he
out of
He won
Dodge.
That for them.
Like, they were like, he's a centre midfielder. They started white flagging him. Get Guti back in the team. Like, if you know football, bro.
If you're at Real Madrid, white flag just means go team.
No, white flag means when they're upset about.
No, he had a bad period. He did have a bad period, but then he came.
They white flagged him, and in his documentary, he was like, "And Victoria weren't gonna come over, and then I really thought about leaving." And
you see that lisp?
Scored a free kick.
You see that lisp? Did you put it on, or do you have that?
I ain't got that shit. God damn it.
Bro, this guy's put on so many accents today.
No, I was gonna say I don't know who he is because we sat downstairs and you had no shades on.
I noticed that. The shades came on.
Under the bright lights, bro. I said to Dan, I don't know. No behavior's not filled in front of the bright lights, bro. When I was working with Bobby Kasanga, the lights weren't this bright. You get what I'm saying? Just hype. It weren't this bright. So I'm here with the big boys. Same.
Apparently, because David Beckham allegedly had an affair with Rebecca Luce while he was at Real Madrid, that might have distracted him
somewhat.
Luce
Rebecca? Who's that?
And apparently, Rebecca Luce soured on him as a partner. Because one time at Madrid's Hard Rock Cafe, David Beckham did not leave a tip. And she was a bit like, that's the sign of his character.
Sign of her character. Apparently she knocked off a pig.
That's a fact as well, yeah.
What do you mean? How could that be a fact?
She what?
How can that
be a fact? Wait, she what?
There was a reality show on Channel 5 that she was on, and it was based on a farm. I think it was called The Farm. And one of the jobs she had to do was to get ejaculate out of a pig.
Hold on, that was a job on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You see what we've become? This is what we've gone from.
It's all TV, bro.
And now we can't even say certain words, certain terms. Are you telling me she knocked off a pig?
On TV.
On TV, and it was deemed as entertainment. Now it's abuse.
Oh my God, boys. Did you see the Fed hit the cow?
How are they supposed to do, though? That's going to be a beef burger, bro.
I agree.
It's going to be a beef burger anyway.
No, but treat my meat better than that, though. Wait, pause.
What? You do what? You do what?
Treat what?
Man asked the people them to treat his meat better than they were treating it.
Handle his meat with care.
Pantomimes.
Pantomimes.
Apparently in Surrey, this was in Surrey, Staines upon Thames.
Yeah.
A cow got loose. I don't know why it got loose or where it got loose from. I don't know
Fort
the Park's
area.
Fort
Park's over there.
It's a 10-month-old breeding heifer.
So it's a baby?
Yeah.
Hold on, what did you say? A breeding heifer?
A breeding heifer, 10-month-old breeding heifer.
What's a breeding heifer? It sounds bad.
A cow that you're supposed to breed other cows with to make super cows.
So heifer's a term?
Heifer's a cow term, yeah.
Oh, I never heard that.
You never heard people get called heifers?
No, I've heard it in films. But I never knew it's a breeding cow.
And anyway, this cow got loose and it's running about and a police car had to stop it. And it ran it over, boom, and then ran over it to stop it moving.
What do you mean? It ran over it by accident, then it ran over it?
No, they ran it over on purpose. It was running through the streets. They had to stop it, so they rammed it. Bang. Yeah.
The cow was moving crazy.
Was it?
So it could have rammed into cars. It could have rammed into people. Could have ran into a house.
You can't do that to cows. You can't do that. They could have tasered it. They should have tasered it.
A tranquilizer.
Tasered it.
Tranquilizer, man. One of the...
Bruv, you can't do that to animals. They're going to lose their jobs. They're getting sacked.
Who? Police?
Them police are losing their livelihood.
We are talking about players playing in Spain. And in Spain, they would laugh at us sticking up for the cow.
The matadors.
So you mean that's cows making all that fuss with the red... Underly. Yeah. That one.
And the running of the bulls in Pamplona, yeah.
If a cow was chasing Poet, you wouldn't knock it down.
No, they'll send him to prison.
Poet, you better find pace or agility or something. Right.
What did you say?
if a guy was chasing Poet, would you knock him down? Because you go to prison for that as well.
Yeah, but that's a guy.
Okay.
What about ostrich?
You can't do that to animals.
What about ostrich?
I've seen ostrich chasing people. Nah, bro. Ostriches, you just gotta run over something.
David Beckham. Milan, when he went to AC Milan, the BBC bought the Milan Derby and put it on BBC Three.
Yeah, now that's a Spice Boy. We're talking Spice Boys.
He was playing DM back then.
They lost.
And they wanted it.
They lost.
Permanent.
Mm. They lost.
Stop shouting that he lost.
They lost.
Beckham, man. Nah, man. He's played with some great players. He's highly respected. Long career. Retires at 37.
Back-to-back when, MLS Cups.
Back-to-back MLS Cups,
shut up,
man.
Poet,
you can't
man.
Even get relegated there. Like, are you mad? Come on, my bro, man. Stop playing the thing down, man. David Beckham's big business.
I respect
business.
Him as an entrepreneur, isn't that? But as a
yeah, for real. Wait there, once again. So who the hell's number one?
Number one on our list was number one on Lippy's, Geordie's, and Dan's list. Number two on Loon's, Marg's, and Poet's list. Number three on my list. His name's Gareth Bale.
Defo.
Yeah, he shouldn't be number one. He shouldn't be in this list. Why? He's not English.
British, you said.
We never. Because we ain't got the Kenny Dalglishan.
We said British. Kenny Dalglishan didn't play abroad.
He played in Scotland.
He's Scottish!
What are you talking about? That's out of England, bro.
England, but he's playing in England, he's playing abroad, bro. But he's at saying. Liverpool, he's abroad.
I'm just saying. That's abroad. That is abroad, so should be English players.
Where in Wales is Gareth Bale from?
Cardiff.
In Fenway.
Cardiff.
I don't know, you know.
He's from Cardiff.
Decent city. They've got a Jollibee's there, yeah? There's a place that sells that.
Oh, hot dogs and spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
What is this? So they've got a sneak shop out, and then there's just an IV, an STK. They're moving crazy.
Yeah. On that strip.
It's got. They sell hot dogs.
Their prison is... Imagine having a prison in Westfield. I've never seen them just put a prison in the middle of a city. Like, that's their... That's their
you mean
stadium.
The you mean the castle?
No, there's a prison.
Is what?
It a prison?
It's a prison.
There's Cardiff Park Castle and then the other side of the shop is
their prison's in their City Centre.
Ain't Norwich prison in the City Centre?
No. But Gareth Bale overhead kick Champions League final.
Now the goal. Let's talk about that goal against Atletico Madrid in the Cup final where cup he final? Ran off the pitch.
Yeah, that one.
I watched that the other day.
Barca.
What's it about?
Oh yeah, it was Barca. It was
Sergio Roberto.
Mark Bartra. Dust him out.
Rude.
Off the field.
Oh yeah, man ran by the managers. Man ran by the managers, you know. Jaffa saw him go. And then run.
A man run by the managers.
That serious bit of kick.
That was his
bro.
Debut, no?
Debut.
Season.
Cup final.
I'm a little bit upset though. I didn't get Gareth Bale, Benzema and Ronaldo for longer. It was just short.
They don't get on.
Yeah, they don't get on, man. And they only won two La Ligas as well.
Was the best Gareth Bale still at Tottenham?
No.
No.
But he was great.
I hear what you're saying, but nah.
I think he was.
Overhead kick in the Champions League final.
Just a moment.
That's what I'm saying. Overhead kick at the Champions League final.
Nah, man. Tottenham, he was going sick.
He was doing madness on the pitch.
Yeah.
Give me.
Yeah,
take it.
Bam, bam.
Done that against West Ham.
That Inter Milan performance, have we ever seen that level of performance from him at Real Madrid?
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. Yes. I don't think we have.
Yes.
Yeah, bro, Real Madrid are losing that
final. No, I'm saying the Tottenham one is
crazy. Yeah, the Tottenham
performance
is crazy.
I think he went to another level at Madrid, though. That season in the Prem was legendary. It's one of the legendary Prem seasons from anybody, but he did do more in Madrid, but he went somewhere else.
When Ronaldo or Benzema couldn't cook it up, he'd be like, I'll deal with it. Bow!
I also don't know anyone that gives like less of a fuck off.
Yeah. He can't speak a word of Spanish.
Well, that's our top 10. From 10 to 1, Paul Gascoigne. 9, Jadon Sancho.
Big up.
8, Kieran Trippier. 7, Fikayo Tomori. 6, Harry Kane. 5, Owen Hargreaves. 4, Steve McManaman. 3, Jude Bellingham. 2, David Beckham. 1, thank you for being Welsh, Gareth Bale.
Big Bale.
Bale. Gareth Bale.
HelloFresh.co.uk/filthyf4l. And we're going to be at Box Park on Friday. We're taking over Box Park. Come see us from 5 p.m. It's going to be a big day.
Don't do that again.
Subscribe to the channel. Listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Watch us on YouTube if you don't. Thank you for coming.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.